The moratorium required companies that wanted to mine sulfide ores like copper and gold to prove others had been operated and closed for 10 years without pollution. Lucas Weber with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the legislature is opening the door to a billion-dollar industry.
We are hopeful that we'll get a good look from some of these companies who are bringing that investment right now to our neighboring states.
Bill Davis with the state's Sierra Club chapter fears the move will lead to mine pollution.
It's going to fall back to local governments to take a look at this and see if there are any ways that they can craft local ordinances to potentially protect themselves.
The bill heads to Governor Scott Walker's desk, and he's expected to sign it into law. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.